couple of other things that, one other thing that we will talk about. And that is this statement that was put on Facebook by Charlotte Lucas, who is the co-owner of Lucas Oil and who gave all that money to the Colts several years ago to, have their name on Lucas Oil Stadium. She wrote a very, insensitive, some would say disparaging comment on Facebook that Channel 6 reported on Friday evening and that many in our community are just finding out about. What she wrote was just wrong. Flat out wrong. Shouldn't have been up there to begin with. She has apologized for it. An attorney representing her company sent something to Channel 6 talking about the things that they've done in the community. I think one of the problems is a lot of people in our African-American community is not aware of that, of what they've done. Ms. Lucas received an award from the Madam Walker last spring. I'm going to assume she received that award because she gave the Walker some contributions. I don't know that for a fact, but she was honored by an institution in our community. I will say that both, you know, there's sometimes people that Drew, they have money, were born into money. That's not the Lucas' situation. They started, like a lot of us in our community, they started out with nothing. Built a business literally with their bare hands. Made it successful. And now they're in this, you know, in a situation of wealth. And folks got to remember, I don't care whether you are high and mighty or low, when you start writing stuff on Facebook, you better mean what you say and say what you mean. Because if you say something the wrong way, it gets you in trouble. I got a call about an hour before I went on the air from somebody I know very well in the general community. Worked with them on another number of projects, who knows Ms. Lucas. And we talked briefly. And I said to her that the invitation is, you know, first of all, I'm on a radio station that shines the light through the word in the music. So I have to believe part of my faith tradition is forgiveness and redemption. Part of our faith tradition also is being honest with folk. So at a point in which Ms. Lucas wants to come to our community and explain what she meant, and ask for redemption, you know, that door will always be open. But until then, I'm going to refer to that stadium as the stadium. Because I really don't know what Lucas Oil, I don't know whether they're African Americans. I'm going to assume African Americans work for Lucas Oil. I hope there's some in management. I've been told that they've made donations to organizations in the African-American community, but I don't know that for a fact. Now, let's find out. But until I find out that kind of information, I'm just going to call it the stadium downtown. Anyway, 239-1310, 239-1310. Regulars are being limited to 1 minute or less. We want to hear from as many voices as possible. You can send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. Let's pick back up to the phones and Tony. Hi, Tony. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Amos, how you doing? I'm at McDonald's, but I do want to say this real quick. Did you guys hear before they walked in, the day before the Circle City Classic, Mrs. Lucas?
Yes.
Did you hear the comment that she said, and was it viable to us to stop, to halt everything and say, okay, let's get the signs out, let's get the, you know.
I am, and I said this in our first hour, I am aware of the statements that Charlotte Lucas, the number two person in Lucas Oil, made. We have a detailed story about that on our website, praiseindy.com. Credit needs to go to Rafael Sanchez of Channel 6, who broke the story, so many who don't watch Channel 6 aren't aware of her comments that were insensitive at worst and ridiculous at best. She said on Facebook, which has now been deleted, quote, "I'm sick and tired of minorities running our country. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think that atheists, minority, Muslims, minority, or any other minority group has the right to tell the majority of the people in the United States what they can and cannot do here. Is everyone so scared that they can't fight back for what is right or wrong with his country?" End of quote. She since has apologized for her, quote, insensitive comments posted on my Facebook page. She says, "My comments did not reflect my personal views about any individual or minority group, only my frustration that our government system sometimes seems out of balance." End of quote. My thing is a couple things. First of all, understand the money that Lucas Oil gave to put their name on the stadium didn't go to government, didn't go to the stadium people. That went to the Colts. That's Colts money. The government didn't get that money. On the other side of the coin, there are little things that we can do. I said at the beginning of this program that until I get some clarification from Ms. Lucas what she means, I don't know because her attorney put out a statement that says they provide significant financial support for a broad range of organizations to serve the needs of minority groups. Fairness and equality are core values of our company. I don't know whether there's African Americans who work for Lucas Oil. I don't know whether they're African Americans who are in management at Lucas Oil. I don't know what kind of generosity they provide organizations that serve our African American community. So until I find out that information, I'm only going to refer to the stadium as the stadium. I'm going to leave Lucas or that name out of it. It's just the stadium. But we're also a radio station that shines the light through the word as well as the music. And my faith tradition believes in forgiveness and redemption. So at the point in which Ms. Lucas wants to come and get some forgiveness and redemption, door will always be open to her.